been a great blessing to be at Union Church this weekend and to have the fellowship and the love that you've entertained to us, and we appreciate it very, very much. And we just certainly have enjoyed the gospel preaching that has been brought before us, and many things has stirred my heart and stirred my mind over last night and today. But what a great God we have.
Amen.
That great I Am. And y'all remember when Moses was before the Lord at the bush that was burning, and you know, he's already been raised up in Pharaoh's house, and you know, before he could lead the nation of Israel out of Egypt, God had to get Egypt out of Moses. And he got Egypt out of Moses, and he's talking to God there, and he said, if I go back and tell them that God sent me, are they going to believe me? They already, you know, my reputation precedes and follows me. Who am I to tell them that sent me? And he told him, you tell them, I Am sent you. And before Abraham was, I Am. And Jesus says, I am the great I Am. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Jesus says, I am. He didn't say, I am a way, a truth, or a life, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that great I Am will be with us in the storm, coming out of the storm, and going into the next storm. And he's the great foundation. And I tell you, it's just, you know, those things have just been stirred in my heart, in my mind, and how that the Lord Jesus, when he went to these people, he went to where they was at. And he said, he told his apostles, I want to make you fishers of men. And he knew how to fish. He knew the safest way to fish was with a net. And you know what? We need to know how to fish that way too. And the Lord Jesus and them fishermen knew that you couldn't clean a fish till you got it in a boat. And he went to where those men were. He went to where those lepers were. You would have heard all about that. And he said, follow me. You know, Jesus comes to where we're at. He comes to us the way we are. And he's that great I Am, and he's a friend of sinners. And that's why that, you know, those things that meant so much when he comes to me where I'm at, right, when I feel to be the greatest of sinners. And all of those things, follow me. Follow me. Let's pray. Most kind and righteous, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this last night and today. But Lord, most of all, thank you for Holy Spirit God coming in the midst of our meeting house. Through the songs and hymns and spiritual songs, through the fellowship, through the preaching, through the good food, and through all, dear God, that you've blessed us with. Thank you for the good portion of health that we have. And Lord, I pray that you'll come to where we're at.
Yes, Lord.
that you'll take us where we're at and help us through that storm we're in right now to come out the other side and help us into the next one when it comes. Please take Brother Joe into a sacred nearness unto you, dear God. Strip him of selfish and worldly things and fill him with your unwasted fullness from on high. Let him be a spokesman for you here this afternoon, as these two brethren stood and were spokesmen for you this morning. And those brethren last night, dear God. And Lord, as we see you high and lifted up, we would know that we're sinners saved by your grace. Please search the hearts of everyone here right now. You know each individual and personal need. And Lord, we just pray that you'll grant it according to your righteous will. Forgive us of our sins and accept of all of our thanks. For it's in Jesus' great and holy name we pray. And amen.
Amen.